Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Okay.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
Oh, that shit is on?
Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching me act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say, take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps.
I know y'all ain't up on that. That's for us old folks. That's for us old folks. Here's your y'all.
Mother, I made it. Cry for me. Most likely I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
My hitter, my hitter.
My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my
hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, rap, track, and I involve my hitters. You looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some, you smoke, some, you drink, drink. Yeah, yeah, gonna rock with that, they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't mine, yeah. He tripping off a bubble, no.
Ah, that's for them youngsters.
So why?
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama.
All right. We gonna make this short and sweet. Short and sweet. I am tired. I don't know where the hell Jay Bond's at, but I'm tired. We was at Montgomery Motorsports Park yesterday for the third annual Birth of Brush Ink Explosion, and the heavy hitters was in the house. We had no other than Tony Boss Vines. We had the 901 Bad Boys. I knew we had we was in for a treat when me and my son, we went and got up in the morning and went to the Waffle House. And the whole 901 crew was already at the Waffle House eating. So I knew we was in for a good time. We had the bad man Hancock there. We had some small block nitrous killers in the house. It was some unexpected victories in the small block shootout. We had Butt Naked. I got to say this, a disclaimer. Butt Naked was fighting gremlins all day. But he stayed true to form, man. He lost the race against 901. But my hat comes off because he engaged. They you know, he was there when the track opened, and he was fighting gremlins all day. Chassis issues, nitrous issues, popping issues, and he still got up there and raced the 901 Bad Boys. I guess I could give a little quick race report as I saw it. The first grudge race that I seen was Trigger Man from the Prime Time clip with the LSX Monster, which is the street car red Mustang, engaged with a S10 truck out of Alabama, and it looked like Trigger was losing around the 200-foot mark, but that LS motor kicked in. He turned on the double. Then the next grudge race came right behind that, which was Boss Lines in the Thriller Mustang. And unfortunately, they were running the white boys. Unfortunately, but someone left the catch can open, and I seen the disgust on Walt's face because he had three or four cars there, and he is going over all the cars, and he can't just go over everything. So when he let the trans brake button go, the car immediately went left, and the white boys with the Mustangs would look nephew driving, had a backfire, but he got out the way. That could have been ugly. That would have been a T-Bone special, medium rare. He got out the way, and the white boys not only took that grudge race win, but they went on and won the 28-inch shootout. That gives them an automatic berth to the North Carolina Z-backs race down in October. Now I'm just going to report the other races because I wasn't there. But Thriller Mustang came back and ran the Predator, and it was space between the Mustang and the Camaro. I don't think the Predator made a clean hit, nor did I think he made a clean hit the whole day. Just the track was kind of iffy in that left lane. To me, every time somebody made a pass in that left lane, it kind of got a little squirrely around 300-400 foot mark. No, the next race was Butt Naked in the 901, and Butt Naked still looking for King Kong Jr. So that's about what I've seen and what I know. If someone else got a better, more in detail race report, push the one button to help me out, because this is going to be short and sweet. Unless somebody want to piggyback, when I get home, I'm going to sleep. But I do want to let you all know, July 19th, in Onondaga, Michigan, the South invade the North, and BET will have a promo coming out soon. We got a lot of footage. We got a lot of people that had choice words for the North, namely DJ Grant, Bud Negan, Cowboy, Trigger, Tony Fine, Jay Buck. Hey, man, they got some choice words for the North. The South comes up once a year as a whole, and we got some big plans going on. Kanye's name was thrown out there a few times, so y'all keep on lookout for that promo. There's several promos going to come out, and this is the third annual South Invading the North, and we're going to try to do it bigger and better. Here we go. 773-7115. Kid, what's going on? What's on your mind? Kid, can you hear me?
Somebody, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just sitting here listening to the race report you were giving, man. Yep. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. It was good. We had great weather, man. Great, great, great weather. It wasn't too hot. Wasn't too cold. Oh, man,
oh, okay.
I forgot. Man, before the cars got the grudge racing, 901 had one of them RC cars out there. Oh, 902 was the driver. And, man, him and Primetime got into it. And, man, I'm telling you, it was fun. 902/901 Bad Boys took the win twice. Jumped him the first time. And the second time, he just outran.
That's some quick reflexes with them RC cars, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I actually bought my son one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It was a gentleman with the Prime Time clamp. He had about 15 of them. So he was out there selling them, and I bought my son one. And my son stayed true to form, just like his daddy. Very destructive. Tore it up first day. My daddy once told me, son, you the only boy I know that can bring a Tonka truck. I broke a Tonka truck. Tonka truck's supposed to be
undurable.
Yeah, and I broke one. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I see you kind of horse the candle. You must have been doing a whole lot of screaming the candle.
Yeah, man, we had a good time out there. We had a good time.
Yep.
A lot of fellowship. A lot of fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, all the thing now you got to do is get your flyers together while we can get them up here and pass them out, man.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to coming, man. We're looking forward to coming. And we got, you know, Tony Bynes, he flipped out the mouth yesterday. He said he's bringing 8 cars up there. I don't know about that,
okay.
But yeah, he said he's bringing 8. I know he got to bring 5.
Yeah.
It's a month that he brings 5, so he said 8.
Whatever he brings, you know, he's welcome in the North. You know, once he crosses the Mason-Dixon line, we're going to treat him right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on mute, Biz, and you can open up some more mics, man.
Okay.
All right.
313-7173, your mic is open.
What's going on, Biz?
What's going on? Who this?
Shake and Bake, man. I just called
in. What's going on, Shake and Bake?
You all right, bro?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good.
I hear y'all had a ball down there, man. Shoot, I wanted to be down there so bad, I could taste it.
Hey, man, I want to let y'all know Turbo Jim looked good yesterday. I don't know if he engaged, but he got a Malibu, a G-Body. Looked pretty good yesterday, making a pass.
Who is it? Who is this?
Turbo Jim.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Looked pretty good.
Man. All right, boy, I'm checking in. I'm going to go on mute.
All right, baby. Butt naked.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Shit, boy, I'm still tired, man. Yeah. Every, you know, it was a good show. Everything, man, we got in late. I was the last one to leave the track. Some friends of mine broke down, and they waited on somebody to come get them, and I stayed down with them because they helped me out with my car. Then Wick called me and said, they broke down on 65. No. Man, everybody was breaking down. My truck, the engine light came on. Man, my body is wore out. I'm tired to the bone. I was the free one of the free ones in the track Saturday, and the last one to leave.
Yes, you
would. And then Friday, I wanted free one in a Friday to 10. Let me tell you something, homie. This weekend have been the most expensive and tiring weekend I ever had in my life when it comes to that race car. I was mentally tired. I was frustrated. Had chassis problems. Had all kind of problems. But we finally got them halfway out of it. Let me give my hats off to 901 boy up to that wing. Let me tell you something. Them guys, man, Mark locked me in for 9 o'clock. I talked to Wick, seen the shit I had going on. He said, butt naked, we got some serious-ass problems. He said, don't worry about that lockup money. We'll raid tonight when you get it straightened out. Anybody that would have wanted the punk out money.
Yes,
my hat goes off to him. He gave me time to get that motherfucker fixed. Work halfway out. He said, don't worry about it. The man's been closing at 11 o'clock. He said, 10 o'clock, what you going to do? I said, I'm a hot lap this motherfucker. I need to make another shape. And if you do halfway decent, goddamn, still going to ring with whatever go on. He said, all right, that'll work. Shit, I ran around about 15 out of 10, ran, came around, cooled off for 15, 20 minutes. Charged the battery up, and we went at it. But like you said, that little lane, good God, a goddamn mic.
Before I left, I told Turbo Tim, I walked up to him, I said, not Tim, but one of his crew members. I said, man, y'all be careful going down that left lane, man. I said, about 300-400 foot, everybody is doing the same thing. They breaking loose. I was for sure. I want to take my hat off to Jolly Ranch. Jolly Ranch showed up. They had the shootout, and man, they were very impressive. They looked really, really good. And a couple of those passes looked kind of sketchy, about 300-400 foot out, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
Some cars, they do it, but when every car do the same damn thing and around the same damn place, they sum up with that track. Or sum up, you know, I mean.
You know,
so.
That was. You notice after every pan, they were mopping up water down on that big end.
Yeah.
But see, I never saw nobody go down the left lane because I was working with my car all day. I didn't see not one race. I ain't see no grid race. I ain't see nothing. My head was down in that car from goddamn 10 o'clock that morning until the race was over that night. I was working on that car all fucking day. But when we got out there, we ran them 901, boy. Man, let me tell you something. I thought we finna build another car. Man, that's something that turned every which way but loose. Tied doing that big end. We cut him. Man, it was over. We know we had that ready. Shit. We had that joke about 3 calling. Man, we get out there on the goddamn. I said, ho! Every time I said, ho, my ass hole draw up tighter. Ho! 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 Boy, we were all over that goddamn track down there. You know, I just fixed the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a boy. I said we wrecked this time. So I quit. We would have wrecked last night, boy. Yeah. But you know, it was a nice show. I didn't get a chance to see none of the shootout, but one of my guys, I watched him go down to the other net. I didn't see nothing, man.
Who split the money on the shootout? On the big
line? The guy with the black and white Camaro and the other guy, they butted. They didn't want to rent each other.
Okay. So who put King Kong Jr. out?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I can tell you, I was over at that trailer all day. You know, I was at the trailer all day. Yeah. I didn't leave the trailer. None. Every time I'm coming with the car. When I leave, I'm going back with the car. So I ain't a chance to see nothing.
Did you know we had to disqualify your man Hancock, don't you?
Yeah. I think somebody told him that he could run, and then he got in. They ran the first round, then they had to put him out.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, Budnick, we hated to do it, but rules are rules. And, I mean, we've been setting the rules for the last month or so, 2 months, you know, stock style front suspension, you know?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Rules are rules, you know.
Oh, let me ask you this, Bill. What happened to that bad-ass motherfucking Tony Wright? That man came in just to get him. He didn't show up. We can't get him to lock the money up. We called for 2-3 days, couldn't get him. Goddamn, he ain't showed up. We ain't seen him nowhere.
Hey, man, I'm gonna say this, but I don't think Tony Wright won't them problems.
Shit, man. Did you see how he let that motherfucker left there and went and got him?
Yeah.
That dude was gone.
Yes, I did.
He did it not once, twice.
Yeah. Hey, Budnick, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Go ahead and talk.
All right. Yeah, for y'all that didn't show up, y'all missed a hell of a show. DJ had a nice show, you know. I don't know where he is tonight, but hey. The part that I didn't see it. But I heard a lot of reasons. I was far, not too far from the starting line, and we were there just, you know, maintaining the car, trying to get the bugs out of it. I had popping problems and chancing problems, but we worked on it all day. We worked on it Friday all day. We worked on it Sunday all day. I don't know. I ain't never had them kind of problems all days of my life. Never, ever. Everybody would come around talking to me. Trying to get me some support and about getting it right, you know. I was frustrated to the foot. It's like I was going to have a stroke out there. My right side of my head worried in the top. Wick said, man, calm down, man. He said, you like you about to fall out. Man, I'm about to goddamn do something. I don't know what the hell going on.
But did you get it taken care of?
Yeah, we got it taken care of. We finally got it figured out. Well, halfway figured out. And let me tell you something, man. It's like something happened to the car in the trailer. And the son of Friday couldn't get off the starting line. It was doing a roll 1 foot and turn hard right. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that car? And we worked on it all day, Friday. To Friday night till the track closed. Saturday, I rested all day Saturday. I ain't going out in that trailer fucking with that car. Sunday came, I was the third person to roll in the track. We looked the car over and fucked with it for a while. We finally went out there to make a hit, man. And we know the other problem going on. I don't know. It's like a boogeyman, like somebody had a key to my trailer when I didn't did what they wanted to do to that motherfucker. I ain't never had them problem, man. Never.
You just overlooked something, but nigga, that was all.
Man, that damn popping. Pop. What the hell?
It seemed like they had one of them butt-naked voodoo dolls on you, didn't
it? Right, something was going on, man. I swear on everything I look. Man.
Wasn't no wires on.
Hell no. Okay, man, let me tell y'all something. I prayed about it. I sat down for a while. Boy, let me tell you. I didn't know which way to go.
Well, you said you prayed about it.
Yeah, I prayed about it, man. I prayed about it. I really prayed about it, homie.
Hey, man, let me tell you about them cars. Them cars will make you do some crazy stuff. Hey, hold on. Let me open up a front. Let me open a couple of mics. 706-0069. 706-0069.
Yeah, I can't hear me.
Hello, what you say? Yeah.
Yeah, I just came off of another show. Tony Wright said he couldn't make it till he had a problem with the car the day before. So this, you know,
man, you tell Tony Wright, he ain't want some troubles. He ain't want some troubles.
You know,
that's all that shit you talk.
He might have a problem with the car.
I know what he said,
but I can respect any man got problems because I just had it, but he could have answered the phone. We called Tony Wright 3 days before the raid. We couldn't get him on the, we would not answer the phone. He would return no phone call, nephew, everybody on that morning show call. Nobody couldn't get him. He had a problem with that phone, though, I bet you that.
He went into hibernation.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I like old Tony now. I don't take that from him. We could have answered the phone for him. We called Tony 2-3 days on Bread Man him in the morning time. And a lot of guys, Mandrill tried to call him, Nephew tried to call him. Everybody tried to call him. I called him, DJ called him. He would not answer that phone for nobody. Now one of them day. He said he wanted that man down here in Alabama with them 29. Anybody on 29.
If he knew what I know, I wouldn't answer it either. Hold on. Let me get this. 404-2900.
How you doing, Biz? I had a good time at the track. And when I left the track, I got on Facebook, and I'm sorry you lost your money.
Hold on.
Too long, what money? What are you talking about?
Biz bet against me butt naked.
Did it?
Yep, I did.
Well, hell, Biz, huh? Hell, I lost like hell to video what it is, goddammit. I even locked in with Cowboy. Cowboy ain't had no car, so I locked Cowboy in. He said, I'm going to lock in with the 901 boy. If you don't raise me, you still owe me. If they don't raise you, I owe you. We locked in like that, even though we had a lock in. And I was betting money all kind of goddamn ways. Y'all more ain't gonna bag me now. I got 99 problems with this car. But money ain't one of them, motherfucker. We gonna get this car right.
Everybody know I had
problems, but they were like buzzing that piece of dead meat. Bitch, you bet. Still bet. Bet, motherfucker. Let's get it on. I'm gonna get this bit figured out for the day here. We work on that car 12 hours straight. 12 fucking hours. We finally got it. Got it handled right anyway.
But nigga, I heard they ain't gonna ring no more with Junior car.
See what now?
I heard they ain't gonna ring no more with Junior car.
Hell no, he told me straight out of his mouth. They ain't gonna ring no more with that car.
What I told you today when you called me? I was on the top end when you ran. Unfortunately, you was ahead for 659 feet.
Oh man, you needed one more foot.
You from the white boy said the same thing. He said, man, y'all started wrecking before y'all got to the 330. He said, y'all still was a hit. But, you know, a win is a win. I congratulate him, man, you know. He won. He didn't beat me, but he won. Beat me means he just straight out muscled me. He didn't out muscle me, but they won. I ain't going to take nothing from him. I congratulate him. We won and won now. We got to break that tie somewhere. But I knew it ain't going to happen with the junior car.
He will run you with the junior car, but you had to go to that hole.
You know, I ain't got a problem going to that hole. I just got to have a tuner with me. I can't go down there like that on no damn slick tire and ain't got no tuner. I don't know how to tune that new shit that we got. I got to get up to speed on that shit. I don't know nothing about none of that stuff. We just put that shit in before we wrecked the car, and I ain't get a chance to learn it. And I ain't been to a track three times with it since we had it in. So I got to learn it a little bit. So I promise I'm going to learn that.
I think my hat off to you, nephew. You were driving that car, baby.
Appreciate it,
baby.
I didn't get a chance to see nephew drive, ride, or nothing because I was fucking with that car. I know you had me for some gloves. Do we have some extra gloves? I'm just saying, I didn't see no fucking racing, period. That car had me just that fucked up down there.
They were chasing
Gremlins,
too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
nephew. I'll say that was my first time sending that car Sunday when I got to the track.
They were chasing Gremlins, too, they had some, little issues in the beginning, but they worked them out.
Yeah. Y'all probably had some gremlin, but I had Stripe. Stripe with a bad gremlin in it. Whoa, I had Stripe in my goddamn car. That motherfucker was showing out. Like he got wet and the multiplier had some more goddamn stripes in that motherfucker. Now them gremlins get wet and they make more. Shit. ain't never
What's
seen nothing like
there?
That.
What's happening, nephew?
What's up, DJ? Hold on, what's up?
This kid in Chicago, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Kid, what Wild Lump and leave? They left early, didn't they?
Yeah, we had to leave early.
Oh, okay. I just left the track here. I went out there today.
Oh, okay.
They're racing today in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, they finished the race. Phil Shuler, them won top few. I think Height won, Final Cut, and Jiggy won, Pro Stock.
I don't know who won the motorcycle.
They had a rain out or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
it rained on last night. Yesterday.
Okay. All right, let me see if there's some more hands up.
Raise them.
312-1064, your mic is open.
Hey, B. Hey, B.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something. Everybody know the animosity and the little conflict me and your BT been having. You know, yesterday was the first time we talked, and we both didn't get at each other or nothing. You know, we ran a 901, boy. We said, my driver at BT, BT, let me see that video. We showed it to him. He said, what the hell happened? He said, I dropped the camera when y'all had. Y'all got that motherfucker about four, five calls, and I dropped the camera, had to pick it back up. I couldn't believe it.
conversation, no better.
All right, I closed that mic. Big Will, your mic is open. Sherry, your mic is open.
What's happening, fellas? Just listening.
What's up, Will?
Okay.
I'm Big Will.
All right. What's happening?
Hey, Will.
Yo.
No. We got a grudge race coming up there. We got the South versus the North. But we got a streetcar from the South coming to run a streetcar in the North. A 28 running the 28. A 29 running the 29. A back half running the back half, and a big tie running the big tie. Well, we already know the 29. That's the two Regals. Rambo versus Fade to Black. Who you like?
And that sounds like that's going to be a good time now.
Yeah. Who you like?
I got to think about it for a while. See who's who.
Okay.
Well, you know I'm going with Danye,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about who you like on that race. Just that one race. 29, Rambo versus Fade to Black.
Oh, it's no doubt I'm going with Danye on that. I'm ready to lock in on that.
Okay. Sounds good. And I think the 28th is going to be SBO from the North. I don't know who Tony going to bring up for the 28th for the South.
Well, I'm going with the SBO, too, so that's two of them I got.
Okay. All right. That sounded pretty good,
though. Hey, I just got on. What kind of race report you got from down there yesterday? What happened yesterday?
Oh, man. You missed that race report.
Okay.
But I will tell you, 901 and Butt Naked brand. And I know you heard that 9011, that one. The Thriller Mustang ran Predator and won. The Thriller Mustang ran the White Boys and with Nephew driving, and the White Boys turned on the W.
Okay.
Right there. Oh yeah, Jamie and the little street cop beat the S10 from Alabama.
Okay.
Hey, what about the big clock? The big clock car gave the other big clock car the break. Remember? Yeah.
What, the Gray Digger?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did the Gray Digger run?
That Camaro?
That Camaro, he gave him the break.
Oh, yeah? He gave Camaro the break? Did he guess the Camaro?
Yeah, way bigger one.
Yeah?
What's that guy named at all? The Jork that all? That all? Somebody got some background noise.
Hey, somebody got some background noise. Mute your phone. But nigga, no, you didn't see it. Nephew, who put the King Kong Jr. out in the big block shootout?
I didn't see that either. I don't even know.
Okay. I know they had like a 69 Camaro there.
It might have been Mike Collins. I know the final was the black Camaro, Mike Collins, and the red Camaro.
Okay. Now, the red Camaro, that's the one that lost the first round, but he stayed in because they disqualified Hancock?
I don't know.
What the red Camaro, was it like a 2000 body style?
Yeah, 2000.
Okay. Yeah, he had lost to Hancock, actually. But, Jack, that's the one Hancock let get out in front of him, about 3-4 cars, and Hancock reeled him in.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Yeah.
I did see that. I told you I saw my buddy. I saw that raid there.
Yeah.
That's it, guys.
That was ugly there.
Who that guy? I got a phone call this morning from Mark. What's that guy named Muhammad Ali fought over there in Africa that time? Frazier. My phone run this morning. I was still asleep.
Foreman.
That Foreman fought Frazier over there.
Foreman and Muhammad Ali fought in Manila.
Okay. That damn mug called me this morning.
No. Let me get it right.
Foreman fought him in Africa. Right.
Okay.
Joe Frazier and Muhammad fought in Manila.
Right. The gorilla.
My phone run early this morning. I said, what the hell mug want that early tomorrow? I'm still tired. Hello. Down goes Frazier. I said, boy, you crazy early in the morning. You talking about that shit. He got down 8 o'clock, dude. Oh, boy. Excuse me, y'all said it. 8 o'clock, boy. Down goes Frazier. I told you you'll get your goddamn ass dinner, boy. That boy something there. Mark's a real cash.
And Mark a clown, man.
Yeah. You know what, man? Like I said, there's some stand-up guy. You know, when I wrecked my car, they told me come on there, get us another car to fix that car. And then when they saw the problems I had, they told me don't worry about no punk out and get your car together. We'll run late on tonight. Nobody ever would have did that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got somebody from South Carolina.
Hold on one second. South Carolina. Your mic is open. Hey, what's going on? This truck driver just sitting back listening.
Oh, what's up, truck driver? Okay. 7-0, truck driver. You got a speed dial on Tony Wright? I don't think Tony Wright has some problems from the Hancock guy. What you think?
He don't want it.
You don't want
no,
it?
No, he don't want it.
Hey, well,
let me ask you this.
Who
holds the 29 tie belt? Who got that belt?
29?
You know,
Cold Killer.
Not
yeah,
Cold Killer, don't.
Cold Killer got that belt. Tony didn't want it.
Yeah, Cold Killer took it from Realtree, remember?
Yeah. And then when they ran down there in Florida, Tony told him he can keep the belt.
Oh, okay. We thought Tony had it. He want to run Tony bad, boy. Seems saying about an Alabama doing it.
I'm going to say this in Tony Wright defense. I don't know, you know, what kind of car. I know he got the Mustang, but I don't know if it's back half or whatever. Chassis car on 29. So, I mean, come on.
It just say 29, anything on 29, 29 type belt. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But we're gonna keep it fair. You know, I can't give Tony so too much grief because the man got a chassis car. Yeah,
Tony got one too. I knew because I ran.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I think he got a back half car. I don't think he got no chassis.
There ain't no goddamn back half car. I ran the car. I knew the car.
You wasn't supposed to tell that, button, Nick.
Shit.
Little Rick got the 29 belt. Little Rick got the 29 belt.
Somebody put him on notice. We want that goddamn belt.
When did Little Rick get the belt? Hey, bro, I just got a text saying Little Rick got the belt.
He probably got a belt, a state 29 belt, but Cold Killer holds a national belt.
Okay.
Hey, but nigga, I was laying here and I finally figured out your problem. But Nick.
Go ahead, tell him about kid.
You know when he went over there and got them. But nigga, you know when he went over there and got them parts from Witt? They put a spell on them. That's what happened.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Who got a spell on them?
I said when you went over there and got the parts from Witt, he put a spell on him, man. That's what happened.
Oh shit! Something happened, boy.
Told you it was that voodoo dog.
But Nick.
Yeah.
Dollar didn't give you a release papers. You good enough to run a Realtree now?
To what now?
I said Dollar didn't give you a release papers. You can run a Realtree.
I ain't got to get no relief paper. I told y'all, if we do that, it's going to be at the end of the year. I'm not going to rent my money off. Just to satisfy somebody else. Mm-hmm. You see, he can't get no goddamn record. Hold on 1 second. I think the man with 29 tie him. Hold on, he's beeping in.
All right. Let me see if there's some hands up. Yeah. 708-6369. Your mic is open. 708.
Hello?
708-6369. Your mic open.
What is going on, Biz?
Oh, just chilling, baby. Just chilling.
Just checking
What's
in.
What's on your
man.
Mind?
That's all. Cadillac. Just checking in.
Okay.
What up, Cadillac?
What's going on? What's up, Butt Neck?
That was Kid. Yeah, that was Kid.
Okay.
Butt Neck don't
What's
have
up,
a line.
Kid?
What's going on, Cadillac?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Trying to get this weather right, man. Look like it's finna turn around.
Yeah, it looks like it's heading in the right direction.
Yes, sir. They'll burn forever in a minute.
Hey, Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that text I sent you with that schedule?
I got to check it. Y'all sent
when did you send it?
Are right you after you, right after we talked.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta check it out and see. No way, right, they had me doing housework, doing house chores.
Okay.
You know how that go.
Believe me.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little housework.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
It keeps the confusion
getting,
down.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your nails will be clean for a couple of days, too.
Yeah. I'm so trying to get it done, so I ain't got to hit no mouth when it's time to go.
Exactly. That's how you play them cards.
Yeah. Y'all have a good weekend?
Oh no, they said they had a ball down in Cali.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yep. Good fellowship and everything.
And we be having a good time on the 19th and 26th and all that coming up.
Oh yeah.
For the 7th. All
mm-hmm.
that.
The old 7th will be here before you know it.
No, yes, sir. Man, don't you know May is gone?
Yep. Another weekend, goddamn, this month is damn to be gone.
I'm trying to let you in on it, baby.
The next weekend is a holiday weekend.
Yes, sir. I did not know that until yesterday.
Yep. Go out there in the backyard and burn up a few ribs or whatever.
They get to the track and burn some of those funky ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Call, what's the name up? Tell him to get down there. Pizza man, tell him to do his thing. Big Will.
Yep. Tell
him to put pizza on, the hot dogs, everything, hamburgers. Bring some
hey,
soda
you
pop
know
sodas. Hey, check, you like them soda pops, don't you?
You fool, man. You know you a fool.
I just want a soda. That's all. Get a couple sodas. Get down, man. Brewskis, beers. Hey, we have a good time, man. Coming around.
Oh, Suge Nasty will take you up on that.
We're going to have it. Because people say you're going to have everything you want.
Yeah, I'm coming that way for Big Sham's throwdown, June 7th.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have Big Sham race. Beers race is on what, the 19th of July.
Yeah.
Then you got a little Tony race on the 26th
of July.
Yeah.
2 weeks
then, and then they got Big Wayne got another race win in August.
Yeah, August. I don't know exactly when it is. So I think it's August 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, Wayne and Peso, August the 9th. Yeah, Wayne and Peso, Team Z and Milan, all teaming up together.
Okay.
Give a free, no buy-in, $10,000 away on shootout.
Oh,
so,
man.
No buy-in.
What's the last time? What's
I think it's 29 or smaller. 29W or smaller. Mm-hmm. So... all you got to do is get your funky tail there with your car, and you got a chance. You got a 50-50 chance on winning $10,000. You going to win or somebody else going to win. So
that's quarter mile, right?
Nah.
Oh, that's 8 mile?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't forget about May 31st.
May 31st, you got Great Lakes, Union Grove. Make sure y'all go to Union Grove for some good drag racing. You're going to have some small block killers in the house. and you're going to have some anything on 29 killers in the house. So the first race started last night at DJ's race, where you're going to have one race in 20 different locations. And, man, you want to see some action, make sure you're at Great Licks May 31st. And also, don't you dare forget about the World Grudge Nationals in San Antonio, Texas. Home of the Spurs. And also, they're going to have Slim Thug in the house. So if y'all into rapping and all that stuff, you're going to have Slim Thug in the house. The World Grudge Nationals. And the good thing about it, the World Grudge Nationals should be in the Midwest next year. So,
what date is this Texas thing?
July 4th and 5th.
Okay.
July 4th and 5th. San Antonio Raceway in San Antonio, Texas.
Firework day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get on your tail day. Well, let me check and see if anybody hands up. Uh-huh. It's 9 o'clock.
No,
you can't. You can't go get it because you get it's time for bed.
Hey Terry.
What?
Well, what time the grove gonna be opening up on the 31st? You know, offhand.
I think it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right, that'll work.
It's kind of dead. I know when it's dead, so we need to come up with a quick topic, or I'm signing off. I'm tired. So, okay, if you want to call in. Yeah.
I just got the phone with plumber Kevin. Looks like he's going to make his return to grudge racing this weekend.
Down in Holly Springs?
Yep.
He need me to get somebody online so he can lock in?
He's going to be there Sunday. He won't be there Saturday. They're going to make it down there on Sunday.
Well, Sunday, I think they're going to do some grudge racing, but Sunday is more the shootout day.
Right.
But
they're going to get in the shootout.
Oh, they're going to get on. Okay. Okay. Well, guys, if you've been following, you know, grudge racing the last couple of years, you know, they had a gangster boo that's owned by Travis and Mississippi Joe. When they came up to Morocco 2 years ago, the South had went 7-0, and the last race was against Plumber Kevin. They were giving him the back tie. And, I mean, I don't think nobody on the premises other than the people that was in Kevin's camp thought he had a chance in hell. I know. It's in there. Hold on one second. Look for it. Look for it inside the car or in the trunk. Yeah. So nobody in their right mind thought that Plumber Kevin had a chance. I was running around there trying to give odds. 300 to 100.
I knew I didn't.
So lo and behold, you know, they did have a little slight little problem. So water was coming. It was coming from somewhere. But they still got up there and they raced, and Plumber Kevin turned on that wind light. So, you know. And I think that was more bigger than the 7 races that they did win. You know, for them to come up here with the gangster boo and lose with the gangster boo, I thought that was pretty huge for the North. And if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken,
most anticipated race.
Yeah. Seven Up had won 3 times. They had beat 3 Love. They had beat the Detroit Boys. They had beat Tate. Witt had beat me. That's 4. I can't think of That's four. What's the boys? Duck and the Law had beaten me. So that was five. That was five and oh. So it's two more that ran. And I can't remember what that was, but they were seven and oh and went into that one. The race that I was really anticipating on seeing was Donye versus Trigger Man with Bam Bam. Donye was giving Trigger Man the bus to the eighth. I wanted to see that race. The track just closed too early. So they were in the staging range ready to go. So that was the race I wanted to see.
They took Jody with the Corvette and beat Didi now.
That was the second year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the second year. Well, on that promo last night, Tony Bynes did say he's looking for Turbo GT. So, I don't think they're going to answer the call, though.
Would you?
Huh?
Would you?
Yeah. If I got a turbo car, why wouldn't I?
98 mile against a chassis car.
Oh, man. Okay. See, okay. Not see. And they were gonna look like I'm siding with the South. What's the difference from the Gangsta Boo 2 and Rambo?
Kevin got the back tire.
Huh? No. Listen to what I just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's the difference?
When they were up here, what was that last year?
Uh-huh.
We were under the impression that car was a stock-style front suspension. We didn't know that was a chassis car.
But it wasn't. Oh, it don't matter what you thought. You ran them and you won.
Rambo is a stock-style front suspension.
I don't know what it is. I don't even want to get into that. But I know it ain't no different. I appreciate that. But what's the difference from Rambo and the Gangsta Boo 2?
Rambo should be slower.
Big block, two carburetors, nitrous, 29. It's the same thing as Gangsta Boo 2. Now, only stiff yard.
He was in Mike Hill's race. He had to be stock style front suspension. They passed the tick on there, right?
Yeah.
So it's not a
chance
car.
Come on,
Terry. I didn't know about that.
So, it's just that when you beat it and you found out what you beat, they must have said, man, I should have had no business running them. But you did, and you won. Only shit that they had is they wanted to come off the trailer. That ain't no problem. If that's the case, this year when they come up, run them off the trailer. You know? So, you know, I mean, you can't beat a person how they sit 1 year and then turn around and say, I don't want to run you. You too stout. You was too stout the year before because it's the same car. Or it's not the same car, but same setup.
Piers, put your TV on ESPN2.
What was that? Class racing?
Yep.
I boycott Clash Racing. I don't like that stuff. That's boring to me. I gotta hear somebody call somebody out their name. I gotta hear something ignorant. I don't get up to the line, beep, bump in, go down, turn the clock on. I don't like that. Ain't no excitement to me. But I'm glad, oh boy, I did see the video of Antoine Brown.
That crash, man, that was a hell of a crash.
Yeah.
See, that's what that safety come in at, man. That's what that safety come in at.
You ain't lying. Woo wee. And he was upset.
Yep.
Did he win the race? That's what I was wondering. Did he win the race?
The whole race?
No,
he didn't win the whole race.
No. That particular race that he crashed in, did he win?
Oh, it was qualifying.
That was qualifying.
Phil Shuler won the whole race, man.
No, when I was talking about that particular race that he, I didn't know that was qualifying. Because where he broke up, I didn't know if it was after the finish line. Because what they run, 1,000 feet?
Yeah.
They don't run 1,320 no more.
No, they backed them down.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
So should you boycott? Now you know me, I love controversy. So should you boycott NHRA because they're not running 1,320 no more?
No. They needed to, man. They were getting out of hand. Shit.
Exactly.
Man, 330 miles an hour? Man, it's terrible.
Exactly. So why do people, and these people bagged them down for a reason. And these people that got bagged down got plenty of cash. So
yeah,
us as grudge racers that has limited cash, see that these cars are going so fast, they only want to run to the eighth. But you get now you get people saying, run to the quarter, run to the quarter. Why you won't run to the quarter? They don't even run in the quarter in NHRA because the technology today is done got too freaking fast.
I go along with that.
I hear a lot of talk shows. A lot of people talking about, you know, why you don't run to the quarter. It's a reason why people stop running to the quarter. It ain't that they – it could be because some people probably are scared to run to the quarter. Because these cars that these guys are building now is running 160, 170, and I'm just talking about the normal guys, running 160, mm-hmm. 170 miles in the eighth mile. 150 ain't nothing no more than 8th mile. So if you're running 150 in the eighth, what the hell you think you'll be running in a quarter?
Especially with them shabby chassis.
Yeah.
Especially with that shabby chassis work that we have.
At least if you run 150 in the eighth, you're going to at least run 170, 180 in the quarter.
Oh, without a doubt.
So, I just, It's just crazy how people just, man, listen, I'm just going to go by my experience. The little experience that I do have, when I ran with 2 years ago, he beat mm-hmm. me to the eighth. And, you know, we always talk about quarter mile. He came to me right after he beat me and said, "Biz, let's get back up there and let's run to the quarter." He beat me to the freaking eighth. He beat me today. What the hell you think I'm going to do if we would have ran the quarter? He wasn't slowing down? That man wasn't slowing down? I don't know what people think that these guys down south run 588 gears. They don't run 588 gears. They don't run them big gears like that. That's 20 mm-hmm. years ago. If you think that somebody going to run you an eighth, and they're going to beat the hell out of you. If you think you're going to come around them and you got nitrous just like he got nitrous, now I can understand if a turbo car want to run a nitrous car or a motor car want to run a nitrous car. A nitrous car want to run a motor car to the quarter. I can understand that. But if you got nitrous and he got nitrous and he beat you to the eighth, nine times out of ten, he going to beat you to the quarter.
He's going to give you a good ass of him to the quarter, huh?
Man,
like I said, a lot of guys with these shabby chassis, shit, they be riding on. They need not go no part of the
eight. Hey man, it's a reason why the NHRA bagged them people down, man. They cut them people 320 feet, man.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, they still running what, 250? What they running?
Oh, your top fielders, they still running up there around about the 315, 325.
Yeah.
I think 325 today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, us grudge racers got all the sense. We got all the sense. These people don't do nothing but spend money to find out about technology and safety and things like that. There's a reason why they're bagging them people down. In probably 10 or 15 more years, they may brag them down to 800 feet.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. It's something, like I said, something to think about, especially them guys sitting on them shabby chassis, man. Mm-mm.
All right, got a couple hands. Hold on. 708-0313. 708-0313. Your mic is open.
708-0313. Your mic is open.
All right. 708-2464. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was trying to get on earlier so I can have a little debate with y'all about why the draft is short and the difference. First
Hold
of
on.
All,
you got a lot of background noise.
That's not me. I don't have no women in my house.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to debate about that NHRA thing. Okay?
Go ahead.
Right now, they got drag radios going out the back door running 650s. And the dragsters, they shorten the distance because they're going plenty faster. They was going like 330 out the back door with limited
mm-hmm.
shutdown. So that's why they shorten it, because they ain't have enough shutdown. And them cars, if you seen how little the tires get, it's like they on like skateboards. But I hear what you saying about certain cars. You know, certain cars, yeah. I mean, but if you got, what's his name, Tim Lynch, they had they was going to the Ape, right? Or were they going out the back door?
No, they were going out the back door.
Tim did both.
Yeah, they was going, right. You got a lot of guys that, you know, drag radios. Tell me you got drag radios going out the back door running 230 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got 10.5 slicks going out the back door running about the same.
Right.
So it's just choice. Yes, if it's a safety issue, they will back them up. But obviously they ain't having safety problems because they building good chassis for those cars. They say if it don't drive like a Cadillac, then you shouldn't be sitting in it.
Exactly.
So it's just preference, you know. And Don Ye ran, I believe at your show, Piers, the first time he ran, what's his name, Rich Cannon. Rich Cannon beat him to the eighth.
He did. But again.
Don Ye came around on the back end.
What does Don Ye use?
Nitrous.
What does Rich Cannon
use?
That was
a chassis car, but that was a chassis car, too.
It's true, but what does Rich Cannon use?
Nitrous.
No, he don't. No,
he ain't got nitrous on that car?
No. That's an all-motor car. That's what I'm saying. I can
I
understand.
Thought that was
a,
I was told that man. Oh, I thought that was a nitrous car.
No, that was an all-motor car. You talking about that full chassis? Almost looks like a Corvette or something. Y'all hold on. Y'all keep on going. Keep going.
It was another one, Biz. Remember you was running in Milan against Donye? Y'all paired up? Hello?
Yeah, he said, go ahead. He's on the line.
Oh, did y'all see that race between Donye and Biz? Donye was coming on him at the eighth. Now, what would have happened if they went out the back door?
You talking about when it was in Mike or?
Yeah, Mike. I think it was Mike. When the track was starting to get unsafe.
Yeah, no, Donye was leading in that race. I come around Donye.
Maybe the video angle was bad.
Right. Yeah.
I thought to me,
it looked like Donye was in front, and I come around him. But again, I was on my side looking at the race. I was on the right hand side of the track, and his car was on the far side. So depending on the angle, because I was upset while I was coming down, because I thought I had lost. I thought Donye was way in front of me. But I talked to Lil Ron.
You got him by like a fender or something like that.
Yeah, by a fender, exactly. I talked to Lil Ron. Lil Ron said he never seen him. I said, that. But you do have, but you can't bring it because you don't have a TV and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So I talked to Lil Ron. Lil Ron said he never seen Donnie. I said that's impossible. But you know, it's all about the angles. But yeah. When Donnie ran Rich, I'd like to bet my last dollar that man was on the motor.
So that Rich had two. He said he didn't have enough when he got to the eight. He said Donnie must have had another kit, an extra kit, because he came around him at the eight.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do some double checking on that. But somebody wants me to get him on, so let me call. Y'all keep on going.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the eighth and the quarter, man. I like the quarter a little more.
I like it all.
Yeah, I just like to see good races because a lot of grudge races, you don't see them close. They usually be blowouts.
Yep.
I like to see good close races where you be like, man, that was a good race. I want to see that again. I like to see driver error races, what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, so you know what? Let's try that again. I slept at the light. Yeah.
Yep. I like it all.
You know, I think a lot of grudge races in Chicago don't get off because they bet too much money. They bet more than what they can handle.
So they look for those
easy races. That's the thing. That's the thing I don't like. And then when you decide, when you tell somebody I can bet you this much, they be like, no, go up $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. You be like, it makes you wonder.
Yeah, well, a lot of them be betting that no go money.
Yeah, that's true. They be looking for something sweet. Anytime you got a nicest car that only want to give an all motor car to break, then you know what I'm saying. They look for easy races.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm bringing the baby! Yay! I get to see you, baby.
Hello.
Now we got a little background noise out somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
What's up, man?
Well, hey, fellas, I want y'all. Hey, if you're not talking, put your phones on mute. I got the only Tony Boss Bynes on the phone. What's up, boss?
All right.
What's up, boss?
What's up, Tony?
We just talking about what happened yesterday, man. We gave the fans, you know. You go ahead and tell them in your own words. They love to hear. You know exactly what happened yesterday at the DJ Grant's race in Montgomery. You have a good time out there, Tony?
Oh yeah, really good time. You know, prime time was involved in three races. We went two for one. And one race we had a mishap because water was up under the overflow tank. We had water on it, and got up under the tire. So we got that straightened out. Then we ran the grudge race of the year. We had to do it again.
That was Whit.
Yeah, if it had been anybody else, after we messed up the water tank, we would have just shut it down. But, you know, every time we have opportunity to knock the grudge race of the year off, we have to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Every time we have an opportunity to do that, we have to do it.
Right. He got that bullseye on his back.
Oh yeah, was any of y'all there?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it.
Is anybody on the phone?
Hey. Yeah, but boss, this biz, I was there and.
I was there. I was there too, boss.
But what's
oh,
the
yeah,
gap?
Yeah.
I couldn't really see what's the gap.
Hey, boss, that's nephew. You know, nephew was on the phone a little bit before you beating on his chest now. He was licking his lips and rubbing his pita.
Hold on now. I want to see no shit, man. Come on now.
Hey, boss. He was rubbing his pita, licking on his lips.
It was.
Yeah, we lost one. We lost one. We lost one race on technicality. We really waited. We waiting on them to get, you know, say rematch.
Yeah, we're gonna be able to see that rematch there, boss.
They won't. I bet they don't lock it in.
That's you.
So now.
Well, you know, it's gonna happen. I got, you know, it's gonna happen.
Oh, okay.
Never was it. They would never lock that race in again. They got lucky and they kindly blessed.
I mean, well, you tell Boss put 28 on that thing, we'll do it first.
Well, I don't know. No, I just bought them 29s. I ain't got my money worth out of them yet.
I know.
But they have a 28-inch race in Hot Springs the weekend. You probably go and get in that. In that bracket race. I'm talking about grudge race. Well, Hot Springs, I think they have a 28-inch small block race down there, you know, for that bracket race. That's, you know, that class race. I'm trying to stay to the grudge racing scene, you know.
Hey, boss,
do y'all act like y'all want a rematch?
Yeah, we act like we do now.
Y'all want to do it Thursday night, right off the trailer?
I call Phil. I got the number, boss.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Well, I know they ain't going to come. Anybody else want to do any racing Thursday night? On Saturday? Well, we'll be in Virginia Saturday and on Maryland Sunday. But anybody want to do anything Thursday before we take off?
Boss, you traveling, man. Tell the fans where you're going to be at, where you going to be at this weekend, boss.
We're going to be in Virginia Motorsports Saturday. We're going to Maryland that Sunday. Buzz Creek.
Okay. Well, we'll tell them a little bit about July 19th. You're coming up to Onondaga, Michigan. And you know what? Your name did come up. You know that turbo car that beat you last year when you came up to Chicago?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We got one of their representatives on the phone, and he said that they don't really want to run no chassis car again.
Well, I ain't got no chassis car. I don't know what they're talking about. I can get excuses. I got the stock front end up under my car. Anybody seen up under my car? Hood. Yesterday, I had the hood off all day.
Yeah, I saw it, boss.
Was that a chassis car or not?
Nah.
But you know, what we was trying to explain to him, boss, is, you know, it's set up the same way as whatever it is. You know, it's set up the same way as Gangsta Boo 2, and they ran the Gangsta Boo 2. So, you know.
Well,
they ran
against Blue 2, but Gangsta Boo 2, and Gangsta Boo 2 was a chassis car. This one car got the stock frame rails on the front of it. So they can't classify this one as a chassis car.
Oh, okay. So they running less car than they ran last year.
Yeah, running less car, yeah. Gangsta Boo 2 was a chassis car. This car got the stock frame rails, everything on the front.
Okay. Hey, Terry, where you at, Terry? Raise your hand.
But when we come up there, you know, down south, we bring a back half car, bring a 29-inch side car, you have a street car, and we bring a 28 small block. Hey, B, the 28-inch side car got you small block, right?
Nah. Nope.
Oh, it can be a big block 28.
It can be whatever. It can be a jet motor in it, as long as it got a true 28 on there.
Right.
You know,
there. Exactly.
Yeah, what it is. Yeah. As long as it's 28.
Each race got to be 1,000 or better, right?
Got to be 1,000 or better. Got to race for at least 1,000 or better each race.
And you say it could be another 28, and what about it could be supercharged, turbo, nitrous, what?
As long as it's a grudge car, you run. Hey Terry, if you own the SVO, is it twins or is it single? I think you're running a twin turbo car, Tony, on the 28.
I ran a twin turbo car down there in Texas, but I want to know if
no,
it's a turbo
no, no,
car.
No. What I'm telling you, the 28 out of Chicago is going to be a twin turbo car.
The one you got to run against.
That's what I need to know.
Yeah. Long as it's a grudge cop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, long as it's a grudge cop. You know.
So the twin turbo car you got there is a grudge car.
It's a grudge car.
So he never showed his times this year?
Not this year. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
It's brand new. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. And if he do show it from now until it ain't came out, but from now until July 19, if he show an inkling, he is disqualified.
Exactly.
Will not be able to get in. We
All
are
right.
girls racing, and we hold that no time to our hearts. This is our hustle.
Exactly. And the other car, got to be up back here. The other car got a big track car. And then 29 is
you
that
Don,
car.
Yeah.
Me and John
Yeah.
Then the street car.
The street car
got
yeah.
to be. Look at this. The street car got to have mufflers as we know it.
Yep.
Got to be a small block. Got to be headlights. Got to have, you know, the six in it. And anything else? Headlight, working lights and everything, right? Tag insurance, right?
I don't say tag and insurance, but it got to be. Okay. But I got to ask this, Tony. Do a street car got to have a small block?
Yeah, we said small block. Street car, small block.
Some street cars came with big blocks, didn't they?
Okay, so that's how y'all want to come with a big block?
I'm just asking the question. We're gonna get everything right, but I'm just, you know, just in case, because we mentioned that and somebody told me, like, a street car Cutlass had a 455 O's in it. So,
well,
you know,
if you want to go big block, we can go big block too. Street car,
okay.
You know, but you know the big block, as long as it got alternate, gotta have alternate on it.
Yeah, gotta have alternate.
Right.
The horn gotta work.
You saw our truck. You got horn and everything worked on it.
Yeah. Tail light. I'm talking about both tail lights gotta. You know what? And I may even throw this in there. You gotta start it up with a key. Ain't no damn street car push button. Ain't no push button.
Exactly.
Street car.
In other words, basically, you gotta have a start steering column in it.
Yeah.
Basically, saying okay, turbo key gotta have a start steering column in it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we need to get that screen. It's gonna be a small block, a big block, you know.
Okay.
Beforehand, so you let me know. So we got what deadline we got to know what we're running. What deadline gonna be? Got to be right July
1st. Yeah. Just that give you enough time to make sure that July 1st. Yeah.
So whoever wins the best 3 out of 5 get the 5,000, right?
Get 5,000.
All right. That's what I need to know. South is coming. We're coming ready now. This ain't like the Civil War when the North won. we're up now. We're up now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we're looking for, boss. That's what we're looking for.
5,000 to the
one. 5,000 to the
one.
And each race got to be at least 1,000 or better.
Exactly. If first come up there and they don't want about 1,000, they disqualify themselves, and automatically we ain't go to the other team, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I need to know.
Exactly.
I'm cool with that. Back half car got to be exactly what it is, a back half.
Now the back half is it a true back half, meaning everything from the firewall out has to be stocked?
That's right, from the firewall out to, and we got another short thing. Got a firewall up front, top frame rails, and all that stuff. Back half can be anything you want, back behind.
Right. So the up front can't be tubed.
No, ain't that, if it's a tube, it must be ain't no back half car. I mean, it's called,
okay.
what you mean? You know what the flat frame rails look like.
Now, if you got the extra twos on it, beside with that, ain't got no problem with that. But just got twos by itself, and it ain't no back at stretch car.
Okay. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna get an understanding.
And the street car, got to have 28.
Got to have 28. A true 28, no
right.
W's.
Yeah. Right.
No willy bar. Only ones can have willy bars are back halves and the big tie.
Right. Everything else, no willy bars.
And only class that has a power additive limitation is the street car. The street car is nitrous only. Motor.
Now
I ain't gonna say carburetor. Now it can be fuel injected.
Right.
Yeah, it can be fuel injected, but nitrous only.
Yeah.
No supercharger turbo.
I want to know who is the team captain? Who's the team captain to the for the North team?
Donye
team captain. Okay. Yeah. But tell Donye, you know, really need to keep that street car into a small block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna actually do something nice for to let everybody know. We're gonna probably have a special show to let everybody know what car is gonna be representing the North and what car is gonna be representing the South in the in each five categories.
Yes.
Hey, Fizz.
Yes, sir.
For that street car category. It can't be no turbos, no full chargers.
No. Not doing that.
But street cars didn't come with nitrous neither. So why wouldn't it be just all motor class or something like that?
No, ain't right no motor.
I mean, you could put nitrous on a street car. But my thing is, reason we not doing supercharger turbo, because we know we could get a supercharger turbo car to run a 490. You know what I'm saying, and have everything stock inside of it. So 490, 480, and we're not going to do that. You know, we want a fully dressed street car. You know, dope panels, stock dash, turn signals, lights. No, not just no one light. Both lights got to work. Both brake lights got to work.
Mainly trying to say the brake start steering column.
Yeah. The damn reverse. When you put it in reverse, I want to see them the white lights light up.
Right.
Yeah. We want a real street car.
So by July the 1st, we'll get on there. We're going to Donye and all of us going to get together and name out what car's coming.
Yes, sir.
Then you're going to write down the car that's coming.
Yeah.
Yep. No problem with it at all.
And from July 1st.
This town this race going to be in, right? It's a big town or a small town? You got some motels and stuff
town.
Around the area?
No. Well, what we're going to do this time, boss, a lot of people want to intermingle with the guys from the South. So what we're doing now, we're talking to some guys up there. We're going to be at a bowling alley about an hour and a half from the track. So, but it's a big town. Yeah. What you're gonna do is when you coming up to the track, before you get to the track, it's about an hour from the track. You're gonna stop at the bowling alley, eat, you know, have fun, and
so
then
that Friday night.
Yeah, that Friday. Yeah. That Friday.
Right.
And then after the bowling alley, we're gonna drive about 30 minutes, and that's where the hotel's gonna be at. You know, we don't tell nobody where y'all staying. You know.
Gotcha.
Security reasons for the cars. But,
So y'all bringing some ringers to the bowling alley?
Some who?
Some of those ringers.
What's that?
You know, those guys that can shoot, because you know it's going to be some gambling.
Oh, well, you know, I just hope that it's some pool tables there. That's why I need to get with the guys that's from Michigan City to see, because the boys from down south want to shoot pool. They want to shoot pool and shoot dice. I don't know about bowling. I don't know if they bowl. Y'all bowl, Tony?
Man, we do it all, man. We do it. We play poker, we shoot shots, we bowl, we run on feet, everything. We do it all.
There you go.
We was racing yesterday. We got a little boy. We were racing the RC cars yesterday.
Yeah.
The most control cars.
Yeah.
Hey, if you bring some of those up here, you could get some races too with that.
Oh yeah, we bring it all. We lead the house. We have poker cars in the car, dice in the car, little small cars. Have everything.
That's what we got up here. That's what we do. We got some of those for you.
That's what we do it all down here.
We're going to have a good time.
Okay. Is it 8th mile track or quarter mile track?
8th mile.
8th mile track, okay. Yep. Ain't no problem. No problem at all. I'm going to be ripping it ready to go down there. We brought Rambo down there. Couldn't get no ice with Rambo yesterday. That's really, I wanted to turn loose on somebody.
It was
Rambo
only one person that would.
Rambo go down the dirt road off the trailer. I don't have to even test it no more. He's ready to go. You saw the BB? You saw me make a pass in yesterday?
Yeah, I seen it.
Right off the trailer, straight down Broadway.
Straight down Broadway. Lit the candles up. I seen it.
Yeah, I finally got all the bulls out of it. Took me about a good 4 weeks, a little longer than I thought, but I got it ready now. It's not a real tree. Everybody talking about a lot real tree in last week because of the rain. But shit. Well, how come he didn't come to Montgomery yesterday in the race? I was down there ready to race. Why he didn't come down to Montgomery?
I don't know, boss.
I know. He ain't too sure. I know. He ain't too sure. He think he'll win, but he ain't 100% sure he'll go in.
Yeah. Big Danny, your mic open.
Hey, Beers, I'm in this restaurant. I got some background noise. I'm going to go back on mute to step out.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, boss, you know, we've been so looking forward to prime time coming on up, man. Every time prime time come up north, man, we have a good time and get plenty of action. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have a good time when I come up there. Don't wear them all, but I have a good time when I come.
You want to get that turbo car?
I want him back like a hog and it won't stop.
We're going to see, Tony. We made the video yesterday. BET going to put the promo together. We're going to see if we get some response out of him, man.
Yeah, I want him bad.
Yeah.
I want him very, real bad.
So anybody on the phone that know Turbo GT, let them know. The prime time is looking for him in daylight with a flashlight.
With a flashlight. But, Bill, how come I couldn't get no Razor Rambo yesterday? Only one person that would have ran me, that was Hancock. I wouldn't mess with him.
That's the only person on the premises that would have ran. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't mess with him right now.
Nah. I mean,
he ain't no joke.
Nah, he ain't playing with him. You know they disqualified him from the shootout.
Yeah, he ain't no joke, man. He's a real deal.
Yeah. Hey, boss, you know they kicked him out of the shootout yesterday?
Yeah, I heard. I kicked him out.
Hey, whoever got background noise, put your phone on mute.
I think maybe because he was too fast, or just ain't meet the specs, so probably.
I got it. What'd you say, boss? He's too fast.
Yeah, he's too fast. He didn't meet the specs of the shootout, did he?
Yeah, no, it's just that he had a front style suspension, a stock style front suspension, so that was a rule.
Well, that's why when I had Rambo built, that built two specs for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have no drama, just like he had yesterday.
Yeah.
Need no drama. That's why I took the hood off the car. The hood sat off the car all day.
Yeah, the hood was off all day.
So be no question at all.
You think the white boys gonna lock you back in with the Mustang?
Man, you know their phone number. Please do. Everybody, number first. I come up the trail on them. You got their phone number?
You know, Phil don't answer the phone. But
somebody from the camp on
driver on the phone.
Well, help on that just driving.
Huh?
I just started driving, and he gave me strictly orders not to call him after 9:30.
Yeah, after 9:30.
Yeah, you should have said something a little earlier. I could have got him on.
Well, we called him last week after 9:30.
He
on the phone?
Yeah.
He told me
don't call him at
9:30. Should have told him Tony Bible looking for him.
I'll tell him to call you in the morning or so.
All right. 10 Thursday night going to be open. And we going to Virginia. We ain't going to leave out the business to Friday, so we're going to do something. We're going to do something for then. What's up?
Wait.
Yeah, tell me, we're going to do something. We're going to do something before we leave out. Oh, nephew, you going to lock in for him?
I told you, wait. You know, we ain't going to go back and forth. I told you what I lock in for.
How much?
5 on 15, head up, pole tree, both of them on 28.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know what 28 mean. I ain't trying to practice race no more. I'm trying to grill a trade. Well, no, y'all beat me on 29s last night. I had 29s on last night. Y'all beat me.
You had 29s on that thing? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't check. I didn't know.
Yeah, 29 last night. Y'all beat me. So I need me to change it up. I know y'all give me an opportunity to get his money back. Y'all ain't been hitting run, I know. Hold on. Y'all gonna hit and run, is it?
Nah, we ain't gonna hit and run, though.
I just lock in a little something, like 315 or better. You gonna lock in a lot of money?
We can do that. We both gotta be on 28.
Oh, no. We grudge racing. We ain't bracket racing no more. Biz.
Yeah.
Biz.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong now. If a man beat you on the same on a tie, you don't expect him to put a small tie on a different type on there, do you? Same race,
no,
same tie.
I ain't do that with him. He ain't gonna change with tie though.
Right.
Nephew saying that they gonna call you in the morning, they may let you keep the 29 on. But you got to get with Phil first. You got to see how Phil feels in the morning once he wake up after a good night's sleep.
Okay. All right, then. That's what we're waiting to see.
Now the thing is, Tony, are you expecting to call in the morning?
Man, that man called me. It's Tony to come to me tomorrow. That man called me about race. It's Tony to come to me. See, man, I be here hurting every week, man. Everybody like to be ducking and dodging. I don't want to do that. I told Realtree to come down. I told Realtree to come to damn Montgomery yesterday. He didn't want to show up. Everybody going to try to turn around like I'm scared. So Richard ran right off the trailer, no problem. But when somebody else turned down a race.
Tony. Today's just Monday now. They just Monday. Chill out. They just Monday.
They just Monday. Okay.
Hey, Tony, would you run that turbo car from up in Chicago off the trailer? Like
yes,
you did
I
last
will.
Year with okay.
Yes,
okay.
I will.
Okay.
Both cars off the trailer, not just one, both.
Yeah, both of them. Okay.
Yeah, both cars trailer.
Okay.
I got to run. But, you know, I can't be off the trailer. I'm going to run Donnie first for that, you know, that 5,000. So I'll mess with him after I run Donnie.
Okay. Okay.
But I can't, you know. Okay. Donnie, that's the main reason coming up that way.
Okay.
All right, Ben, well, let me go then. If anybody come in, we'll lock in. Call me back. Don't hesitate.
If Real Tree call in, I'll call you back. If Phil from White Boys.
Oh, Real Tree. Real Tree, Coop Performance, White Boys, Lil Rick, any of them.
Lil Rick?
I can't do Lou. Yeah, Lil Rick, either Cold Killer, any of them.
Come on, Tony, stop it.
Come on, man. You think I'm playing? Yeah, I ran yesterday on one gun. Still did all right.
So you saying if Cold Killer call you back?
Yes, I will.
Cool.
But still a Cold Killer. You know, Cold Killer gonna try to buy the race. Tell Cold Killer ain't running him. But, you know, I run 3,000 belts. That's it. I ain't going no $5,000 or $10,000 crazy mess like that.
If Scott from Coop Performance call you.
Yeah, please call me. If Scott from Coop Performance call you, call me. Collect. I get up a phone call.
If Lil Rick call you, call in the show, call you.
Call me, that's right, call me. Okay, all right.
If if Johnny Realtree, the owner of Lethal Weapon, call into the show, call you.
Yes. Tell Realtree, he said he was ready. So if he's ready, we can run him off the trailer. If he's ready or not. You don't need to call him. If my line busy, you still look like in that $500 or $2,000. If I can't get to by fall asleep or something like that before you call back, you still got permission to lock in $500 or $2,000. Four calls out the trailer if you say you're ready. If he don't want to do that, if he ain't ready, well, if you got a test, well, he ain't ready yet. So then I'm going to keep testing.
You want to run Lethal Weapon off the trailer?
Yes.
$500 or $2,000. Oh, wow.
$500 or $2,000.
You hear that nephew, right? So they don't think I'm, you know what I'm saying? Trying to start nothing. Okay.
I hear.
Hey, Tony, you ain't sound too convincing right there, Tony.
So now?
Nothing didn't sound too convincing there.
Ask me, did I hear? I hear him.
Yeah. No, either way, I want to try to get somebody locked in. I'm trying to get somebody locked in for Thursday night.
So you go up to Virginia. You want to take some play money. You want to take some play money up to Virginia.
Yeah, just gambling, man. I supposed to win 3-0 last night, man. Just messed up. That damn war come out on the thing. I supposed to win 3-0. We supposed to win 3-0. Of course, there was six, but you it was 2-1.
Okay. All right. Huh. Tony, I got you on speed dial. If one of them culprits call in.
All right, just give me a call then.
All right. Grudge Inc. Exclusive with Nephew and Tony Boss Bynes, man, on the show, live and in color. You heard it here first. You're looking for Lil Rick, Lethal Weapon, Feel, Scott from Coop Performance, and Cold Killer. Woof. Man, that's a hell of a lineup right there. And just think, all them people was in one house at one time. Maybe Jackson or Orlando, but they didn't have all them people in the house at one time. My goodness. There you have it. Nephew, was Tony play? Was he playing?
You never can't tell about Tony. No, Tony will gamble. Tony will go.
I gotta ask this. My boys up north, they say when you put stipulations in like that, you really ain't trying to go. He said he'll run Lil Rick off the trailer. If Lil Rick didn't want to run off the trailer, he wasn't ready. Was that a stipulation trying to get out of it? Huh?
Yeah, that's pump faking now.
Hey, man. So, but okay, now, I gotta ask this question though. Then I'm gonna call it a night. If a man say, cause like me, I told Kimo one time, man, I'm gonna run you off the trailer. I feel that my car dialed in. I feel like I can get down any track, and I feel that you may need a few hits to get down the track. So, therefore, I feel that my tune is better than yours. I feel I got my car. I got a handle on my car better than what you got. So
if you, I ain't gonna say fall for the okie doke, but if you, if I can get you to go off the trailer, is that, is that gambling or is it, is it, is it pump faking? And it, and if I deal to you to go off the trailer and we lock in and we run off the trailer, am I pump faking? Because I did actually go.
Well, I think it's pump faking. Like, let's say he say he want to run straight off the trailer, and then they say no. Let's make a time, you know. And then if he won't want to come to agreement, then he really don't want to run, I think.
Okay. Okay, I feel that. I feel that. But if Realtree, I don't think Realtree, have, do Realtree go off the trailer?
I never saw him.
Okay. Well, I'm putting words in Tony's mouth, but I feel that he think he got more handle on his tune-up and on his car than Johnny may have on his. So, therefore, if he can get him to run off the trailer, I think he feel he got a better shot at beating him, you know.
Well, I feel if Tony really think he can win, he would tell them to run when they ready, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, put a time limit. 8 o'clock now. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I feel that.
And if he think that, if he really, really think he can win, but if he just want to take a stab and gamble, then he'll stick to the off the trailer.
And I'm gonna say this though. If you go on Thursday night over to Jackson, and you tell somebody 9 o'clock. That's damn, they're like running off the trailer. They may get a hit. And they got to get there early, get the car unloaded, everything, because I don't think they start racing to what, round six or seven?
About seven. Gates don't open.
Yeah, so.
Six.
Yeah.
So you better be in line when they open the gates, ready to go in.
Exactly. So, you know, if you tell a man, you know, not off the trailer, run by 8:30, then. You know, that's a gamble. That's a good gamble, you know. I mean, to me, I love time limits. You know, it stopped the rigmarole, you know, because a lot of people, man, like to say the bar. They like to test, and damn it, wait you out. And I don't like waiting no more because you get that dew on the track and get too damn late. It kill your action. You really can't race nobody until they put a time limit on it. Stop
right, them. I think the right thing to put a time on it.
Yeah.
That way,
it'll save
you a lot of arguments. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say, "Well, the track closed, I was ready." You know, it just saves a lot of arguments.
Yeah, because off the trailer actually could be longer than a time limit. Because if you say off the trailer, hell, I can run you off the trailer. I can run you at 11:30 off the trailer.
You got a point there, man.
You know, I like time limits. So, but I do understand Tony's gamble. You know, we won't know until after they run if it was a good gamble. But you seen the pass yesterday. I think I seen it. So, you know. He said he was on one gun. All right, fellas. See if anybody got their hand up. Yep, I do. Leon, your mic is open. Arkansas, your mic is open.
Hey,
what's going, Leon? Yes, sir.
What's that? Hey, look. You want me to get in? You want me to look that up? Get on that for that Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. For Michigan
City,
they want a bowl,
pool tickets, they got dart games, they got a little bit of everything, big screen TVs and everything.
Yeah. Find out what we need to do to block, I mean, we probably going to need about five lanes, because I don't know.
We can get minutes we want to get. I'm okay. I can get on that. And that day is on what day? What's that Friday on? Do you know for sure?
That'll be the 18th. That'll be July 18th.
July 18th.
Yeah, that'll be July 18th.
Okay.
Yep, because the race is that Saturday, July 19th.
So we need about 10 lanes.
Okay, and that's food. They got food there.
If we want to just go and rent 10 lanes, and they got pizza. Yeah, they got a whole thing. You get all kind of food, or they can make us some pizzas or whatever.
Okay, that's cool.
They got
okay.
a kitchen and everything.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Yep, get that. And yeah, get that, and I get the address from you so we can make out some flyers, and, you know, so everybody this time, everybody can come out. It won't be nobody excluded. What we're trying to do, well, now I'm going to tell you my thinking. I didn't want it too far from Chicago, and I didn't want it too far from the track. So the thing is, you know, we got to have designated drivers.
Right here, it's half point right there where I'm
exactly.
at.
Exactly,
right
exactly.
And it's right off the highway. They can jump, get
okay.
off the highway and jump right back on the highway. Now, if they
okay.
don't want to, now, if it, I don't know how many cars is coming from down that way. If they don't want to, they can get motels, and I got 4 acres of land. They more than welcome can bag their trucks and trailers in and block them in at my house and lock it up and take their keys and get it and jump in one vehicle because the motel is only 3 miles from my house.
Okay. We'll all get on like a private conference call and see how they want to do that, because what we was thinking at first was stop in Michigan City, have a good time, everybody do their meet and greet, lock in some races, and then from Michigan City going up, you know, towards the track, like towards the Jackson area, and then, you know, spend a night there. So all the thing they got to do is
right.
wake up,
right.
brush your teeth, get to the track. So once we get
yeah,
a little closer.
All the motels is right off the highway, and the bowling alley and the hotels are like 3 miles apart from each other. I'm only 4 miles from the
okay.
highway.
Okay.
So
what's the name of the bowling
okay.
alley?
Michigan City Bowling Alley.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See what we need to do to get 10 lanes. I don't bowl, but you know, you got guys coming up. They want
well,
to see pool.
They got about 10 pool tables. There's a big old game room.
Okay.
In the lounge part with a bar, liquor, and all that. They got a big screen TV.
They do sell liquor.
It's one whole section with tables
okay.
where you can sit down there and watch football games, and then they got three
okay.
pool tables up there. It's real nice.
Okay, cool. Because you know when 901 travel, 901 gonna bring like 40 guys up here, so we gotta have enough room to accommodate them guys. You know, you got Arkansas coming up. Yeah. So, you know, you got a bunch of guys coming up, man, you know, so gotta be able to accommodate a bunch of guys, so, you know. All right. That's what's up.
Let's get back to
Arkansas.
Okay.
Let me check if anybody else got their microphone.
Is Arkansas still
on the line? Yeah, your mic open. I got a Michigan number. 734-4942. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, bro? Arkansas.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up? Who this?
It's Mel,
bro.
Who is
this? Oh, what up, Mel? What's going on, Mel?
You got it, man. Just listening
what's, man. All right. What's on your mind?
Not much, man. Just hoping I have
all
a little pressure, man, when y'all roll into town.
Okay. Well,
I'm working on it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
You say Tony will play. Tony not playing. And to tell Brillo, Tony ain't part shape. He won't. The man off the spread off the trailer. That's how they beat us in South Austin.
Who's this? Cowboy?
Yeah.
What's going on, Cowboy?
Y'all, hey, when they beat us like that in bad off, y'all ain't said that.
Hey, I want the fellas to know that this is the one and only Cowboy from the Primetime Click. He don't get on the talk shows a lot, so when he do, he got something to say. Nephew.
Nephew,
you still on?
Okay, Nephew Buster. We might got music in the background now. Come on now. Nephew must drop, but Cowboy. So who did Tony Run and Valdosta off the trailer? Leak the weapon?
Lil Rick.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and Leak Weapon in line, they beat it like that in battle. So beat them up.
Yeah.
If they get that same race back, that we want the same race back. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All thing I do like in the money is see if we punch chicken.
Yeah, and that's kind of something I alluded to. You know, he say he might be pump faking, but if the man lock him in and he actually run him, then he ain't pump.
We want to run him off the trailer. We want a lot of him off the trailer. Y'all think prime time won't come off the trailer no more. So we're going to see can we come off the trailer anymore. Now, what we used to do, everybody keeps saying we can't do that no more, so prime time it back. We're doing it again.
All I can say, if they come off the trailer, I'm, God damn it, I like prime time.
DJ Grant.
DJ.
What's happening? Fellas, what's happening? I'm sorry I'm late, but God damn. How y'all doing? Man, we had a good time yesterday. Man, I appreciate y'all coming out. Prime time, doing their thing. Had the crowd going crazy. I had a good time. I had a real good time yesterday.
901. Show off with the RC cars. Hey, Cowboy, what y'all going to do with the 901 with the RC cars, man?
Yeah, man. What y'all going to do about that?
Say what that now? Say that again.
I said, what y'all going to do about the RC cars?
Yeah, the remote control cars.